Hello, everyone. I think we'll make a start, as it's 7:30 already. Let me introduce Jamie. He's our Bhutan expert. He's spent a substantial amount of time in this amazing country, and I'm sure he'll be able to help you with whatever queries you may have.
Hello, thank you. Well, I'll do my best. Please feel free to ask whatever you want, and if I can't answer anything, well, I'll say so. So, fire away.
Yes. When is the best time to go?
Well, in the winter, it can be up to about 15 degrees centigrade in the daytime, but you often get sub-zero temperatures at night. There's a lot of snow in winter, which can make travelling difficult. It's hot in the summer, sometimes really scorching, but it's often very wet too. In my experience, the best seasons to visit are spring and autumn. Spring is beautiful with wonderful flowers and lovely sunny days. And autumn is fantastic too, with mild weather and clear views of the Himalayas. Yes?
What activities do you recommend?
One of the most popular activities for visitors to Bhutan is to go trekking in the Himalayas. The high mountains and deep valleys are truly spectacular, and you can sometimes walk for several days before coming to the next village. You'll see a huge variety of plant life, ranging from dense forest to tiny mountain flowers. I've been many times. You won't be disappointed, I can assure you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I'd like to know whether we need to take anything special.
Ah, yes, good question. The changeable climate means that you will need an assortment of clothes, including rain gear and good walking boots. The sun can be very strong, especially up in the mountains, so you'll need a hat and sunglasses. I'd also recommend warm clothes for the evenings. It can get pretty chilly, even in summer.
Would we need to carry all our equipment on a trek?
No. Trekking is done in organised trips, and they provide yaks to carry your luggage. They also carry the food and camping equipment, which is all provided. I've always found them very well equipped and helpful.
And who goes with the trekking group? I mean, do they provide a guide?
Oh, yes. There's always a guide who speaks English and a cook and other assistants to help make the trek run smoothly. They're all very friendly. You really don't need to worry about getting lost or anything.
Could I ask you what the food is like?
Interesting. Yes. The Bhutanese eat a lot of meat, dairy foods, vegetables and rice. The national dish is a fabulous chili pepper and cheese stew called emadatsi. In fact, chilies are very common in Bhutan, and you'll find that a lot of their dishes are flavoured with spicy chili peppers. I love the food, I must say.
I'm thinking of going in the autumn. Do you know if there are any interesting festivals at that time?
Well, yes, this year there are, although the dates of festivals vary according to the moon. The most popular one for tourists is held in Thimphu, the capital, and this year it's in October. People dress in their colourful traditional clothes, and there's a lot of music and dancing, including the masked sword dances. All the festivals are important religious events for the people to offer thanks to their gods.
I've seen pictures of strings of flags in the mountains. Can you tell me what they are?
Yes, they are prayer flags. As I said, the Bhutanese people are very religious, and they use the flags as a way of communicating with the heavens.